Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Tuesday, 30th April. U.S. equities ended lower Tuesday near worst levels, with stocks more than erasing Monday's modest gains. The Dow, S&P and Nasdaq finished down 1.49%, 1.57% and 2.04% respectively. Laggards included small caps, industrial metals, machinery, energy, airlines, chemicals, trucking, personal care products, China tech and auto suppliers. Big tech broadly lower. Tesla was a notable decliner after yesterday's 15% rally. Today's relative outperformers included pharma, hospitals, defense, utilities, household products, and multis. Treasuries weaker across the curve, with yields moving higher after their two-day slide. Dollar index up 0.6%. Gold finished down 2.3%. Bitcoin futures off 4.6%. And the WTI crude settled down 0.8%, though ended off worse levels. The market has been on the defensive today after hotter Q1 ECI data sparked a rise in treasury yields. Growth concerns also in the mix after the weakest consumer confidence print since July 2022 and the lowest Chicago PMI since November 2022. Earnings are a mixed bag ahead of some additional big tech reports over the next couple of days. However, several pieces of the bullish narrative remain intact, including AI, secular growth themes, upbeat earnings surprise metrics, significant stagflation pushback, dampened CTA supply pressure, and even talk of some buying, strong inflows, resilient buybacks, and lack of escalation of Middle East tensions. In addition, some thoughts FOMC meeting largely de-risked given the extent of hawkish pivot repricing. There is not a lot of developments outside of the economic calendar. Q1 employment cost index printed hotter than consensus. April consumer confidence dropped more than expected, with deteriorating expectations and views of the labor market. February FHFA and Case-Shiller house price indices also above forecasts. April Chicago PMI came in notably weaker. Overseas, the Eurozone headline CPI is in line with expectations, while core reading is a touch hotter. Eurozone Q1 GDP growth firmer than expected, China manufacturing PMIs ahead of expectations, NBS decelerated but remained in expansion for second straight month, while cakes in highs since February 2023. There is still no official confirmation of yen intervention outside of Japan. Moving on to corporate news. Samsung talked up AI tailwind for second half. Eli Lilly beat and raised, sees production acceleration in the second half. Coca-Cola beat and raised organic revenue growth, continued to note ongoing FX headwinds. PayPal payment volumes, transaction margin and ending accounts all ahead of consensus. McDonald's EPS comp slide said macro headwinds persisting into second quarter. Eaton Group beat and raised FY organic growth margin forecast. NXP Semiconductors better than feared with Q2 guide a bit better. PACCAR downgraded US-Canada market outlook. 3M beat and reinstated buybacks, which analysts said reflects litigation optimism. SBA Communication missed and lowered 2024 guide on FX and international churn. Yum China Holdings said macro has not changed, though Street is positive on cost control. As for some notable stock movements, Tenet Healthcare finished up 13.3% with Q1 EBITDA beat by more than 20%. The company flagged strong same hospital admission growth, favorable payer mix, and improved contract labor costs. Woodward finished up 7.5% upon fiscal Q2 results, and company raised FY guidance for revenue, EPS, and FCF. Chegg finished down 28% with Q1 adjusted EBITDA beat with revenue in line. However, Q2 earnings and revenue guidance weaker than expected due to low subscribers as the company continues to face competitive headwinds from free AI tools such as ChatGPT. The company also announced that the CEO will be stepping down. Coursera also finished down 14.1% with Q1 revenue missed, but EBITDA EPS ahead. The company cut FY24 EBITDA revenue forecast, with analysts noting consumer segment now under pressure following ongoing headwinds to enterprise and degree segments. That's it for the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.